Do you really understand how much God loves you? This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Monday. God wants us to remember that nothing can happen to us today that God and we together cannot handle. Do you believe that? I know I ask you that every Monday, but do you believe that? Well, we grow in that kind of trust, don't we? We take baby steps sometimes. Growth and holiness is sometimes two steps forward, one step backwards. But we need to trust God. The alternatives are horrible. If we only trust ourselves or we don't have any trust at all, what kind of lives will we live? Very sad lives, frightened lives, pathetic lives. We have to trust God. We're being invited to trust God. Okay, let me say that poem that I like to say every once in a while that captures this point so powerfully. Said the robin to the sparrow, I would surely like to know why these anxious human beings rush about and worry so. Said the sparrow to the robin, friend, I think that it must be that they have no heavenly Father such as cares for you and me. That's it in a nutshell, isn't it? You know, we're going to run and run on this new Monday, taking on new responsibilities of the week, facing all the challenges that a Monday often brings. We'll run around really upset, scared, or angry, or a combination of the both, if we're going to take on this Monday by our own, with our own strengths, with our own power. You do that, it's not going to be good. Fall flat on your face. Be exhausted by the end of the day. Hurt somebody. Say something that is really not Christian. Let's do it. Let's do it again this Monday. Let's cast ourselves into the arms of the Father. I'll say more about that tomorrow. All right, today's scripture passage. Very short. One verse from chapter 14 of John's Gospel. Here it is. Whoever hears my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. Well, now you know why I started the program out by saying, do you really understand how much God loves you? And I only need that one verse, verse 21 of chapter 14 of John's Gospel, to make this point. And I too will love him and show myself to him. He who loves me will be loved by my Father. That's hard to believe sometimes, isn't it? There's just something about, because our parents didn't love us the right way, or we didn't think they did, because our siblings fought with us, because our friends, you know, either betrayed us or ignored us or left us. Because we've had health problems, job problems, money problems. Because it seems like other people are sitting pretty and we're always struggling. Lots of reasons not to believe that God loves us. But you know what? God does. Let's talk about the proofs of God's love. If you're listening to this program right now, that means you're alive. You're alive only for one reason. God just keeps your existence going. If God would forget about you for a millisecond, you would go out of existence. God created you not to punish you, not to give you a difficult life, but to help you spend all eternity with him in heaven. So you have a destiny. That destiny is to get to heaven. You have the ability to get to heaven. Believe in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and then Act like it. Act like you believe in Jesus. Let your words mirror the fact that you believe in Jesus. Let your actions demonstrate the fact that you believe in Jesus. And when your human frailty acts up and you've hurt somebody, ask for forgiveness. And when you've been hurt, offer forgiveness. Don't hold grudges. We live in a world that's holding grudges for hundreds of years. Sometimes I hear people say, well, I didn't ask to be born. Well, I guess you didn't. But lucky you that you were born. And you say, well, why would you say it's lucky? Look how my life has turned out. Look how difficult my life is. Look, I never got a break. Look, nobody has ever loved me. Look, look, look at all the terrible things that happened to me. I'm not denying that those things may have happened, but I'm asking you, put it in perspective. Look at the big picture. I don't care if you spend 126 years on this earth. They'll go quickly, and you'll go out of existence. Except when you die in this world, you're going to wake up in another world. Where do you want to wake up? Do you want to wake up in the arms of God? Do you want to wake up before the throne of God, singing, holy, 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 holy is the Lord? Are you going to wake up in hell? Are you going to wake up in a place of despair? You're going to wake up in a place where people are constantly, constantly filled with darkness. Your call. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's going to show us the way home to the Father. The pattern has been established. Few people follow it. I really admit that. It's a tough path. I readily admit that. But you know what? When you believe that in the very process of following Jesus, walking in His footsteps, climbing the mountain, like Psalm says, I rejoice when I heard Him say, let us go up to the house of the Lord. Going up to the house of the Lord. Knowing that you will never face by yourself, alone, any difficulty, no, God will be there for you. If God doesn't change the circumstances in your life, God will change you in the circumstances. Okay? So if you have to deal with poverty, you have to deal with sickness, if you have to deal with family problems, if you have to deal with living in a war-torn country, God will be there for you. And if you say to me, Father Scott, I can't imagine. I just can't imagine how if in the midst of horrible circumstances, I could possibly survive by the grace of God. I can't imagine having to handle pain day in and day out, only by the grace of God. I can't imagine having my heart broken by a loved one and still surviving, only by the grace of God. Okay? We have to claim the power. What is the power? It's love. If you're Catholic and you're listening to this program right now, what are the words we say right before communion? Only say the word and I shall be healed. Only say what word? What's that one word that will heal us? It's love. God is love. God says that word over and over and over for all eternity. I love you. God doesn't love humanity. How do you love something impersonal like humanity? God loves every man and woman. God loves them individually. God gives them personal attention. But I spoke about this last week when I talked about how love has to be free, right? So God will not shove His love down our throat. God will not force His love on us. God will not force us to act in one way or another. God cannot say to you, all right, I love you. I demand you believe that. I demand that you believe I loved you. No, he has to free us to believe it or to say, I don't believe you. We have to surround us with this love. We have to be rooted in love. We have to become love, right? We have to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. St. Paul speaks about that many, many times. I want to share with you the prayer that was found on the breastplate of St. Patrick. I arise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's might to uphold me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's eyes to see before me, God's ear to hear me, God's word to speak for me, God's hand to guard me, God's way to lie before me, God's shield to protect me, God's host to secure me against snares of devils, against temptations and vices, against inclinations of nature, against everyone who shall wish me ill afar and anear, alone and in a crowd. Christ be with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ where I lie, Christ where I sit, Christ where I arise, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is of Christ. May your salvation, O Lord, be ever with us. Our prayer partners are obstetricians. May they always be a part of healthy birth processes. May God use them. Give them the gifts, the knowledge, the patience, the insight to help women and children during that very, very important moment, risky moment sometimes, of giving birth. May they be the presence of God protecting them. Amen. Today's food for thought. God can heal a broken heart, but he has to have all the pieces. Amen, huh? Now, a small attempt to make you smile or laugh. A man was driving along the highway and saw a rabbit hopping across the middle of the road. He swerved to avoid hitting the rabbit. Unfortunately, the rabbit jumped in front of the car and was hit. The driver, being a sensitive man, as well as an animal lover, pulled over to the side of the road and got out to see what had become of the rabbit. Much to his dismay, the rabbit was dead. The driver felt so awful he began to cry. A woman driving down the highway saw the man crying on the side of the road and pulled over. She stepped out of the car and asked the man what was wrong. "I feel terrible," he explained. "I accidentally hit this rabbit and killed it." The woman told the man not to worry. She knew what to do. She went to her car trunk and pulled out a spray can. She walked over to the limp, dead rabbit and sprayed the contents of the can onto the rabbit. Miraculously, the rabbit came to life, jumped up and waved its paw at the two humans and hopped down the road. 50 meters away, the rabbit stopped, turned around, waved at the two again, hopped down the road another 50 meters, turned and waved and hopped another 50 meters. The man was astonished. He couldn't figure out what substance could be in the woman's spray can. He ran over to the woman and demanded, "What was in your spray can? What did you spray onto the rabbit?" The woman turned the can around so that the man could read the label. It said, "Hair spray. Restores life to dead hair. Adds permanent wave." Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, light. And where there's sadness, joy.
Joyful, joyful Lord, we adore thee, God of glory.